Hey, I'm Dr. Z, and I'm a neurosurgeon. So that means long hours, early rounds, late nights, and everything in between. And through it all, I wear FIGS because they're built for what I do. Through the chaos, through the hours, and through whatever the day throws at me, they do their job so I can do mine. They're comfortable when it counts and functional when I need them the most. So where do you wear your FIGS? On shift, on call, on the couch in the break room, listening to this podcast, wherever it is, they fit right in. And now listeners of this podcast can get 15% off their first order. Just head to wearfigs.com and use code FIGSRX at checkout. That's wearfigs.com, code FIGSRX.
Are you missing the sounds that matter most? What if you could hear every word, every laugh, and every moment crystal clear without spending thousands on expensive hearing aids? Introducing Audionatum, the world's most affordable FDA-approved hearing aid. With the revolutionary A2 chip, you get premium sound, zero background noise, and a 24-hour rechargeable battery. They even have Bluetooth connectivity to connect to your cell phone or TV. Unlike those traditional bulky $5,000 prescription hearing aids, the Audionatum is 90% smaller, 20 times cheaper, and works instantly. No visits to the audiologist needed. Audionatum has over 500,000 happy customers who have trusted Audionatum to restore their hearing. Our 100% money-back guarantee means zero risk to try. Don't like them? Simply return them and get your money back. They also come with a lifetime warranty. For the next 72 hours, the Audionatum is 53% off. Go to tryhearingaid.com right now to order your pair for only $99. Again, go to tryhearingaid.com to order your pair for only $99. Order now before it's too late, as these hearing aids have sold out over 10 times this year. With Audionatum, you can hear life again.
Did Topher Grace crash the Oscars before he became a Hollywood star? We'll tell you all about it.
And Chris Pine's laziness has him looking good. We'll explain.
Plus, Amy Schumer reveals why she said bye-bye to Barbie movie.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody!
Hey!
Hey, Crack, what's going on?
Well, Nicki Minaj said Ye West fumbled the bag when it came to her. Now, during a two-hour interview with Joe Budden, Barbie revealed that right after her collab with Fendi, she approached Jay about a possible fashion venture, but he wasn't feeling it. Now, Onika said, he was like, well, if I did something with you, I think my wife probably wouldn't love that idea because I should be giving that to my wife instead. If I was doing a female version of the Yeezys or whatever, it should probably go to my wife. Now, of course, he was referring to his then-wifey, Kim Kardashian. Now, Nicki respected his position, but was still confused that if that directive came from him or Kim, so she asked. And Kanye said he thought that's how his wife would feel. He was in love.
Yeah, he was.
I don't think Nicki necessarily was asking for it to be a Yeezy. It was a collaboration. Like, it didn't have to be a female version of the Yeezy, right?
Right. Yeah, but I think that he knew. I mean, you know, anytime anything happened with Kanye, Kim took over and intervened. So she's got a strong personality.
Yeah.
You got to go home to that.
Right. But I've never seen them two double up. Like, you know, Kim got Skims, but she never came out with Hymns by Kanye.
Right.
You know, and Kanye never dropped a Sheezy.
Like, I think he just didn't want to do it, and he just didn't want to tell Nicki because he didn't want her to
be that bar.
He didn't want the
that's like the adult version of saying, my mom said I can't have company.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
The thing is this, though, is like, if you're gonna do a fashion line with somebody, like, no disrespect to Nicki Minaj, but Kim's got fashion all over the world. So if I am Kanye and I'm gonna do one fashion thing, I want it to be with my wife, who's a lock.
Every one of us know a husband who don't do nothing without asking his wife.
Right.
Like, some husbands are just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Keeping this train moving along, Topher Grace made an appearance on the Drew Barrymore talk show and told a 20-plus-year-old secret. The actor said he crashed the Oscars while attending USC. Check this out.
We were, like, up drinking on a parking garage.
Yes!
And it looked...
I already love this story.
And my buddy goes, I bet if we just drove a limo in tomorrow, just got in that limo line, we could just hop out of the car and walk in. And I was like... Yeah, there. That's me.
Wow.
You guys have any idea what would happen to me if I tried to sneak into the Oscars?
They shoot you in
your head. They would shoot me. Yeah.
But I mean, but we're in a different society now. I think if we try,
no,
if any one of us tried to sneak in, they would accept it and just tell a little boy, little girl, go home.
That sounds like a knee on our neck and possible taste.
Right.
Yeah.
We would be starting a GoFundMe for a couple of us. All right. So, yeah.
Topher, he looks like like he looks young, and I'm sure he looks younger. Right, yeah. So that still even somebody wouldn't have went, little boy, what are you doing here? Yeah. He probably looked like an intern.
Yeah, probably looked like an intern, somebody's assistant. This was 20 years ago. Security probably not as tight then.
Yeah.
Topher looks very white and kind of wealthy.
She looked, I love Tanner.
Kind of white.
Like, Tanner was trying to
very non-threatening.
He was excusing it. He had to admit it.
Tanner tried to do it. Tanner tried it.
Look, guys, I'm doing what I can over here.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
They're
not
letting you in.
You
got
Tanner in.
I go every year. I haven't got a ticket yet.
And Tanner sneaks in every year to the Oscars, y'all.
Well, y'all, Chris Pine recently had an edgy look, and we can thank his laziness for that. So the usually well-manicured actor has grown his hair out like a rocker. Mm. And when asked what made him go long, Chris said, well, I guess it's like equal parts laziness and equal parts something I may do in the future here. If there's any excuse not to shave and have makeup put on, I, you know.
Yeah.
So when asked if his new look was for a role, Chris said, maybe, but it's mostly laziness.
That's how Chris Pine sounds.
That's a good Chris Pine.
That's exactly how he sounds.
Yeah. That's right on the money.
Yeah.
So this was better than the Dolly Parton I did.
Yes, your Dolly share. Yeah.
His lazy look almost looks like he stepped straight out of the book of Corinthians. Are you guys
like
feeling
he's Moses, right?
Yeah.
He's second John or whatever that is.
It gives us some edge.
Looks good.
Like a cult leader.
Yeah.
So, Tanner, you have a sexy Jesus look. Is that your lazy look or is that just your Tanner look?
No. What you're seeing on Chris Pine would take effort for me. This is my lazy look. If I'm rocking a hat, that's me being lazy.
Can we see your real hair?
Oh, you want? No, I got it for you.
Oh, look at all that.
Let me see if I can. I don't know if I can get, like, Jesus sexy with it or not, though. It's
You look like you're a member of the Texas Chainsaw Massacre family.
Yeah. I look like I'd be like, what are you doing around here?
Yeah. I'm scared right now, bro.
You look like the type of guy that goes, I'm coming back for you.
Right.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, it's like a mix of like The Hills Have Eyes and like it's like it's kind of creepy.
All right, y'all, moving on. It looks like Amy Schumer finally revealed why she said deuces to the Barbie movie that was supposed to be shot in 2017. So originally, Amy told everyone it was because of scheduling conflicts that caused her not to be in the film. Well, we were all bamboozled and hoodwinked because now she admits it was creative differences with the studio.
Okay.
She said, I have written Barbie as an ambitious inventor, and the studio requested the invention to be a high heel shoe made of Jell-O.
Mm. I mean, she left over shoes. Now, I mean, that's just,
is it really though?
She wanted Barbie to have on boots.
I mean, there's a lot more to the story, but she's just not revealing it because again, she's still acting, she's still working, she doesn't want to burn a bridge with the studio.
She could have taken that same plot line and made a better gem movie.
Right.
You know, with the same. Right.
Not too long ago, she was upset because somebody got her a Manolo Blahnik. She said somebody gave her a gift that was a Manolo Blahnik boot, and it totally upset her. So that's why she wasn't doing the movie. It's a lot of stories on this, and it's about a high heel.
No, but it does go to show you what we see. There's always something going on behind
us. Always.
That we don't know. Right. Like, people don't know. At Dish, we smile and we laugh, but we just asking for coffee.
Right.
I don't know. We're about to do an uprising because we can't get no coffee.
We can't even get coffee.
We can't even eat in the studio, and I'm starving.
So y'all don't even know the behind the scenes that goes on over here.
The show's called Dish Nation. There's no food to be found anywhere.
Starvation Nation.
There's no food.
Chewy, what do you guys mean? I get coffee. I have coffee and donuts every morning.
That sounds about white.
We call that spike privilege.
Spike privilege.
Some of y'all might know Chloe Cherry as Faye in Euphoria, but for everybody else with dirty keyboards, you know it for something else. So, in an interview, Chloe spoke about her years in the porn industry and what she didn't like about it. Check it out.
Suddenly, like, my friends that I was friends with in high school didn't want to be friends with anymore because they thought that I was going to f*** their boyfriend. And it's like, I don't want anything to do with your boyfriend.
I love her.
You know what, porn stars, because I haven't been friends, but have known a couple of them as well. And they always be trying to get you to, like, come over.
You don't want to come over.
Because one girl was like, we were at a party. She was like, I'm telling you, you can make money with those boobs. And I'm like, I don't want to do porn.
It's not
But every time we saw
me.
Baby,
was this like
struggling
while
one of
you were actively
with...
on a show, Sherry? Like,
no, yeah. This is when I was a struggling wow. comic, AJ. Oh, yeah. Now I would think about it now.
Oh, wait, Sherry, is there a tape somewhere?
Yeah, say, Sherry. Tape
anywhere, Sherry? No, I'm saying, gotta... if you ask me now to,
all you got to do is type in sherryhub.com. Is that where we have some...
OnlyFans.
All the ones I know just wanted me to come over and play like Uno and Jenga. They're like so low-key and chill.
You know, like, I don't know. That's not what happens when they invite me over. That's really
what
weird.
Do they do?
What? Moving on.
Moving on.
Up next, it's Atlanta versus LA and a new game called Who the Fashion. Ooh. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all. It's time for
Fashion.
Now, if it sounds a little different, it's because we've turned What the Fashion into a game, darling. The stars' faces will be covered, and you'll have to guess who it is based on the outfit and the clue.
I'm ready. Okay.
I hope you guys are ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
All right, good. Brat and I are going to host, and the teams will be HK and Gary versus Sherry and Chewy.
All right, we're ready to go.
I'm ready to go.
Kind of explain it, but we're going to show a picture to one team who's going to have a chance to guess the celebrity first.
All right.
If they guess wrong, the other team gets a chance to steal the point.
Cool.
Got it. Right, everybody got it.
All right.
Yep.
Okay, number one, and this one is for HK and Gary. After harmonizing with the hit group, she was motivated to go solo.
Normani.
Oh, yeah.
It was the Fifth Harmony, harmonizing clue.
Damn, she looks good. Look at those legs.
I'm just going to keep this one for myself.
Yes. Yeah.
The next one, here we go. All LA, right. Get it together. This is for Sherry and Chewy. This singer is idolized by some, and she sang about vehicular vandalism.
That's Carrie Underwood.
I know, but it was the Jesus Take the Wheel. I know.
Okay, so keeping it moving for HK and Gary. She's famous for being someone's rebound, and you've probably seen her in a more different material.
I'm going to say Madonna, but I don't feel
comfortable. No, that's wrong.
I know who it is.
It's our turn.
It's our turn. That is Julia Fox.
Is it?
Blake?
Yeah!
Well done. That's 2 points for Atlanta, 2 points for LA, 1 point for Atlanta. Just to recap, LA's got two, Atlanta's got one.
Okay. We know that. We know. Damn it.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, we need to be on Family Feud together.
Okay, here we go. This 2021 ESPY award-winning tennis star played by her own rules last year.
That's Naomi Osaka, baby.
Yes.
Oh! Well done. Chewy.
Stop the fight.
Chewy. This should count for like double or nothing.
Chewy coming in.
Is that Madonna?
All right, AJ and Gary, let's go now. On screen, she deals with substance abuse, but off screen, she's caught up in a different web.
Oh, I know. I can confidently say this is Zendaya.
Yeah.
Is that a shadow of a doubt?
Zendaya. We clearly know where all the producers live. Okay. They live in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Yeah, easy. All right.
Oh, gosh, okay, that was easy.
Okay, I still think LA is 3-2.
It's 3-2. So, I mean, we're going to win this.
Well, unless you guys don't get this one, and then Atlanta does.
Okay, all right.
Okay, here we go. Last one for LA, starting in LA. Here it is. It's a good thing this actress didn't date Drake. That could have turned her world upside down.
Holy crap.
It's a good thing this actress didn't date Drake. That could have turned her world upside down.
No, that's not.
Is right. that really? Would have turned her world upside down.
Down. Damn it.
World upside down.
Oh, my
Jesus.
God.
It's a good thing she didn't date Drake. Who were the ones that didn't date Drake?
They were at the Baptist? They were at the Baptist?
Time up.
I think I know the answer.
I think it goes to Atlanta now. I think it's a precarious FK.
Can I jump out the window and say Kirsten Dunst?
No, it is not Kirsten Dunst. It's a good thing this actress didn't date Drake. That could have turned her world upside down. Worth noting, she just turned 18.
That's Millie Bobby Brown. That's Millie Bobby Brown.
No, Well done, Chewy.
Okay. I would have never gotten Millie Bobby Brown. I don't keep up with
18-year-olds. I was just like the show prep.
I believe that's a score of 4-2.
Ooh. Yeah.
No, we had 3.
Is our L.A.?
And it feels so good.
Losers Anonymous, LA.
Hey, Crack and Gary, you're winners in my book.
Thank you. You are winners in your heart. Yes. In your heart.
Hey, losers, can you handle the tease for us over there?
Sure, why not? Up next, what rapper's name became a problem for him? We got that answer after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Former Real Housewife of Atlanta, Cynthia Bailey, was a guest on her husband Mike Hill's Black News Channel show.
Nice.
When he decided to play a rapid fire game with her that went left real quick. Take a look.
All right. Name one thing you do for me that you don't really like doing, but you do it anyway because you know I like it.
How honest can I be?
Oh, I need you to be 100% real.
Okay.
Totally
right.
Honest.
Reverse cowgirl.
Oh, hey, oh, we still have more to show.
I've not heard of reverse cowgirl.
You've never
heard
of it. Shirley
neither.
Shepherd has never heard
Gary
of
it. Neither.
Wait,
you've
never heard of it. This is
Gary
what you
for you is reverse
what
cowboy.
Do. What is reverse cowgirl?
Oh, God, here we go.
Real cowboy.
You're on the,
whoa.
Like this, you're on the bed.
The man.
And she's right here facing that way.
Imagine, no, imagine like a cowboy.
That. Oh.
Over here, you see my feet. You see my feet.
Between your legs.
She's right here, and then you're just like chilling, and you're kind of grabbing her.
Oh, so her back is to you.
Yeah. Her back is
you know
to
why
me.
She doesn't like that? Because it's hard on her knees.
No, you got to put the legs under your legs so she's comfortable.
Kind of like a straddle.
That's
what?
And then you kind of,
why she don't like it then? I don't understand.
Yesterday's
why she
knees
don't like
are not today's knees.
I just call it sitting backwards. I mean, you know. We just call it Sherry riding backwards. We don't call it reverse cowboy, but that's cute.
No, we just call it riding backwards. But you know, also, I have to say this. Cynthia is very much in love with her husband. So a lot of times, women, when we are in love with our man, we want to turn around.
Stuff.
It's romantic. We want to see your face.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We want to face you and all of that romance stuff.
Because that could be anybody back you looking at, honey, you dreaming about. So,
I love it. I love that she had the... I love that she had the... Like, just come direct to him with that in the show. It's like, he's never going to ask anything like that in public ever.
I bet he won't.
Now I will never be able to look at Mike Hill. I will never be able to look at Mike Hill and Cynthia Bailey the same without thinking of Reverse Cowgirl. Yeah. Matter of fact, if I see him, I'm going to go, hey, Reverse Cowgirl!
My boy Chewy showed me what it was.
If you want to take it to the next level, just look over your shoulder back at him. He'll really appreciate it.
Well, moving on. Popeyes must have sold out a chicken and had some time when they responded to a tweet, and we didn't see this coming. Now, there was a dude by the name of Frank, and he tweeted, taxes hit when I was in the Popeyes drive-thru. I left that I'm going to get some hibachi. Well, Popeyes Twitter account replied and said, you'll be back.
Okay. Whoa, I love it.
Yeah. It's so funny because a few years ago, you got to think like when social media first came out and Twitter and all that was first out, they were like, please come on down to Popeyes.
Right.
Now they're like, oh, you'll be back.
Yeah.
They know you got $2 extra now, honey. He'll be back, honey. He'll be broke in a couple of weeks.
Okay.
But have y'all ever started to act brand new once y'all tax money hit, though?
Yeah.
I was a struggling comic and I got my tax return. I don't know why my dumbass did this. I went and rented a car for like 3 months.
Why did you do that?
Dumbass.
See, I'm inspired by Sherry's story. I think I'm gonna rent a car, get full coverage insurance on it, just do stunts in it. Go bar for a weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all, coming up, find out what rapper Young Thug said he would be doing when he is 50. That story when we come right back.
All right.
Dish Nation.
When it comes to rapper Young Thug, Young is exactly how he wants to be remembered because he has no plans on rapping past the age of 45. Now, in an interview with Billboard, Young Thug said, why would I be 45 or 50 years old trying to record albums? When I'm 50 years old, I know 80% of the world is, you know, like they're like 15 to 24. Why am I trying to make album at 50s?
I guess he has some goals.
But the crazy thing is, like, every artist that I heard say that, like, continued to rap. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I remember, like, Game said, imagine me rapping after 30.
Sure, retired. Bow Wow retired. Everybody retires. But if it's what you do and what you love, you kind of can't retire because that's what you love to do.
Yeah. And maybe change his name because you think Young Thug might, you know, at 50, Young Thug just doesn't go with who y'all.
Call me middle-aged Prince crisis
did it all
thug.
The time.
He'll change it to Old Thug.
Did Jay-Z change his name?
Yeah.
Old Thug. Old Thug.
Even Just Thug works.
Thug is kind of
no, I like Old Thug.
Grip?
OG Thug. Thug, yeah. You know?
Uncle Thug.
Uncle Thug.
Yeah. It's a respect to Dr. Thug.
Right. You know?
Should there be an age limit on hosting Dish?
If we go by age, I'll be the solo dolo. You got some old fogies out there, baby.
And this is what I love about being this age. When I don't know who nobody is, everybody corrects me so quickly.
Yeah.
Lil who? Asian what?
Right. Lil Pistol Grip.
China who?
Lil Pistol Grip. Who's that?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
Are you missing the sounds that matter most? What if you could hear every word, every laugh, and every moment crystal clear without spending thousands on expensive hearing aids? Introducing Audionatum, the world's most affordable FDA-approved hearing aid. With the revolutionary A2 chip, you get premium sound, zero background noise, and a 24-hour rechargeable battery. They even have Bluetooth connectivity to connect to your cell phone or TV. Unlike those traditional bulky $5,000 prescription hearing aids, the Audionatum is 90% smaller, 20 times cheaper, and works instantly. No visits to the audiologist needed. Audionatum has over 500,000 happy customers who have trusted Audionatum to restore their hearing. Our 100% money-back guarantee means zero risk to try. Don't like them? Simply return them and get your money back. They also come with a lifetime warranty. For the next 72 hours, the Audionatum is 53% off. Go to tryhearingaid.com right now to order your pair for only $99. Again, go to tryhearingaid.com to order your pair for only $99. Order now before it's too late, as these hearing aids have sold out over 10 times this year. With Audionatum, you can hear life again.